From the St. Louis Public Radio Newsroom, this is The Gateway. It's October 3rd. I'm Abby Larico. Happy Friday. The city of St. Louis put an end to its alley recycling program this summer, leaving some environmentally conscious residents frustrated. But one neighborhood grocery store is encouraging people to get creative in how they reduce their waste.
We all have a choice in how we're affecting the world, and any positive impact we can make is the choice that we should be considering.
STLPR's Marissa Ann Lewis-Thompson has the story of Local Harvest Grocery's mission to keep grocery products out of landfills. That's coming up after this news on The Gateway. KDHX is off the air, and its owners say it has ceased operations. Supporters of the community radio station fought a protracted legal battle to prevent its closure, while its board said only a sale could pull it out of debt. The owners agreed to sell the broadcast license this summer to Gateway Creative Media, a Christian nonprofit that also operates Joy FM and Boost Radio. That sale is pending FCC approval. At the time, it was expected that the new owner would take over 88.1, but make an adjacent HD signal available for the community station's programming, which has been on St. Louis airwaves for about 40 years. A statement from the station's nonprofit ownership group asserts it still owns and operates its Grand Center studios and, quote, "We are excited to continue our mission of building community in a 21st century emergent media landscape." State money will soon start going to victims of the May tornado in St. Louis by way of some Northside churches. But as St. Louis Public Radio's Jonathan All reports, waiting on the full amount may be an act of faith.
The Spirit of St. Louis Task Force is one of eight groups across Missouri chosen to distribute disaster relief funds from the Missouri Housing Trust Fund. The faith-based group asked for $1 million. They'll have to start with $50,000. Bishop Lee Scott is with Lively Stone Church of God. He says he's confident the group will get more money to give out.
Faith is based upon stepping out on something that you don't know is going to exist now. We're having faith in them. And we're going to say that they're going to do what they say they're going to do until they show they don't do it.
The money can be used for rental assistance, utilities, mortgage payments, and lost pay due to the tornado. Scott says the goal is to get money to applicants within a week after they've been approved. I'm Jonathan All, St. Louis Public Radio.
A group of federal employees and lawmakers gathered in East St. Louis to call for an end to the government shutdown, now entering its third day. The failure to pass a spending agreement leaves thousands of federal workers furloughed or forced to work without pay. Democratic Congressman Wesley Bell of St. Louis County called the shutdown a cruel move.
Working people should never have their paychecks, their livelihoods, or their family security held hostage to score political points.
Union members from the American Federation of Government Employees in St. Louis say many were already living paycheck to paycheck. Democrats voted against a Republican spending bill this week as they push for an extension of subsidies for Affordable Care Act health insurance. A military transportation conference that was expected to bring thousands to town has been called off amid the government shutdown. The National Defense Transportation Association and U.S. Transportation Command's fall meeting has been canceled for next week. It was scheduled to begin on Monday and end Thursday at the Union Station Hotel. Last year, the event attracted nearly 2,000 people to St. Louis. The meeting was canceled because many government employees can't travel amid the shutdown. The conference is sponsored by Transportation Command, which is based at Scott Air Force Base, to provide an update from the military to its industry partners. It's estimated that private businesses support roughly 85% of the command's work. The Jamaa Birth Village in Ferguson has changed the way black mothers experience childbirth in the region. Over the next month, the clinic is undergoing some changes of its own, as St. Louis Public Radio's Andrea Henderson reports.
Okonshola Amadou founded Jamaa Birth Village in 2015 to help reduce health disparities among black mothers. Now, she is passing on the leadership baton. Along with the transition, Jamaa is expanding to include a cultural heritage center. Midwifery and doula services will continue, but Amadou will lead a new space for the community to learn about African indigenous midwifery practices.
Our goal is to restore what we had and to make sure we can propel that into the future for better birthing outcomes.
The new center will also house a traditional midwifery school and a museum that showcases the evolution of maternal care practice in African and Black communities. I'm Andrea Henderson, St. Louis Public Radio.
There's a push for better early education programs in Missouri. Several daycares in St. Charles County and Troy have introduced a new, more intensive curriculum for kids as young as infants. St. Louis Public Radio's Lucretia Wembley visited one Inspire location in Lake St. Louis to see how it works.
A group of toddlers enjoys showing school director Addison Baker their rocks. The rocks are part of a new sensory curriculum brought to the Lake St. Louis preschool after its rebranding in August. Baker says even infants can learn from an educational program.
But if you take it that little bit, that step further, and you teach them while they're playing, they don't necessarily realize they're learning, but then when they head into kindergarten, they're almost a leg up.
Infants are learning about touch through activities using ice cubes, water, and dramatic play. Officials say there's a need for more quality early childhood development programs in Missouri. I'm Lucretia Wembley, St. Louis Public Radio.
Keep podcasts like The Gateway thriving by becoming a member of St. Louis Public Radio today. Your support ensures that your community stays informed and has access to fact-based local news. Give now at stlpr.org.
A St. Louis grocery store wants to help people throw less stuff away. This comes as the city pulled the plug on its alley recycling program earlier this year. St. Louis Public Radio's Marissa Ann Lewis-Thompson reports on how Local Harvest Grocery is helping its customers reduce waste one plastic container at a time.
Local Harvest Grocery looks like a typical grocery store, but smaller, with a farmer's market appeal. The front of house is loaded with fresh, vibrant, and unpackaged produce. Then there's the meat and dairy section. Nearby are rows of pantry staples.
Our goal here is to source as much as we can from within 150 miles of St. Louis.
That's the store's co-manager, Becca Witzer, taking me through the tiny maze of aisles. The store tucked away in the Tower Grove South neighborhood has a hefty booze section, as well as health and beauty items like deodorant, shampoo, and conditioner bars.
But it doesn't have any packaging, so you can either bring your own little baggie, or we have little paper envelopes you can put them in.
But Witzer points out something that sets the store apart. Nothing here goes to waste.
We get a lot of people bringing in whole grocery bags full of their empty containers.
Customers are encouraged to donate or reuse their old plastic food containers and glass jars at the store.
Last week, someone said they brought in a year's worth of their takeout containers.
The containers are sorted, sanitized, and stacked high on a shelf in the store's crown jewel, the bulk section. Customers can bring their own or grab one of the donated ones and fill up on pantry staples.
So if you forgot to bring your own container to refill, those are always here and available.
I forgot mine, so I grabbed a free donated cottage cheese tub, and Witzer helped me fill it up with roasted pistachios to buy.
So it already has the weight on the bottom. The roasted salted pistachios have their own scoop.
Local Harvest Container Reuse Program has been a mainstay at the store, and Witzer says it's something she wants more St. Louisans to utilize ever since the city announced its plan to can alley recycling this year. Chief Operating Officer Colonel Ben Johnson said during an August press conference, the city cut the program because of staffing shortages, high costs, and contaminated recycling.
It was a coin flip whether or not when you put that egg carton or milk jug or whatever it was into your blue container, that it actually ended up as renewed material. I think we can agree nobody is happy with that.
Witzer's reaction to that was a lengthy Facebook post highlighting the store and other local businesses that offer convenient ways to recycle and reduce waste.
I was just kind of like, okay, what can we do to really get everybody on board with the alternatives, since that's not going to be a resource for us any longer.
Longtime customer Rachel Columbus says she's been able to put her own stash of recycled glass jars to use when she shops.
So to know that I can bring those here and save money by buying in bulk and also do my part in recycling something is great.
Whether St. Louisans choose Local Harvest Grocery or another store, Witzer says there are simple swaps people can make, like using reusable grocery bags or buying unpackaged goods.
We all have a choice in how we're affecting the world, and any positive impact we can make is the choice that we should be considering. So this is just a really easy thing you can do. You're already going grocery shopping.
Witzer says it's paying off. Local Harvest Grocery has welcomed new faces to the store in recent weeks. From Tower Grove South, I'm Marissa Ann Lewis-Thompson, St. Louis Public Radio.
Our Jonathan All edited that piece. The Gateway is a production of St. Louis Public Radio, a listener-supported service of the University of Missouri-St. Louis. Music by Ryan McNeely of Adult Fur. I'm Abby Larico, and from the St. Louis Public Radio newsroom, thanks for listening to The Gateway. Have a great weekend.